The Bob Burns Show, presented by Colonos, the toothpaste known to millions through their dentists. Colonos freshens your breath as it brightens your teeth. And now, with Shirley Ross, Ray Sinatra and his orchestra, Eric Roth and Jim Backus, here he is, America's favorite storyteller, Bob Burns!
Oh, that is such a wonderful reception, and I want to thank you people. And it's just what I need. I'm a little bit tense tonight anyhow. It just suddenly dawned on me. When you get up here and you figure that there's several million people at home waiting tensely for me to get off the air so they can hear Jack Benny. Now, you know, I feel kind of sorry for Benny because on a lot of these, radios, Jack Benny comes on just 30 minutes after I start. I'm on right ahead of him on a lot of stations, and I can't help but feel sorry for the boy because a lot of people see my show and then they rush over to the Benny show. And that man will never know. When he gets a laugh at one of his jokes, he'll never know whether the people are laughing at his joke or if they just figured out something I said 30 minutes ago. Well, last week, as a lot of you know, we did our first show, and I want to tell you that letters have just been pouring in from every place. People have been telling me what they thought of the show. Half of the people said it was wonderful. And the other half said it was sensational. You know, I like to get both sides that way. There's one letter. I'm not going to bore you with reading all of them. There's one letter in particular. I think it's sort of a cross-section of the whole country. This was written by a lady who runs a boarding house up in No People, Idaho. And here's what she said in her letter. She put it in poetry. And I want to tell you, folks, when you can inspire poetry, you got some. This lady says, there were 10 little boarders rooming here with me. I turned on your program. Now there are 3. But that's enough about last week's show. In fact, that's enough about all of it, but I before I go on with this show tonight, I want to tell you people seriously how I feel. Honestly, I'm so proud. I have just been honored, and I think you ought to hear about it. I was made radio chairman of the Nurses Memorial. Now, I'll know we'll never forget the wonderful work the nurses did for our boys during the war, and I think we should, and we will, put a monument to them in Washington, D.C., just to show them that we haven't forgotten. I think that's a wonderful thing. And furthermore, just to back me up here, just to show me how they feel about it, there's 35 of the prettiest nurses I ever saw in my life sitting right here in the front row in front of me now. I never saw so many bright and shining faces in my life. Girls, put away your powder puffs. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just trying to tell the people how pretty you are. Honestly, girls, my eyes are all out of breath. Now, I wonder if you girls, if you nurses here, realize that I come pretty near being in your fraternity. That's the truth. I at one time, I thought I was going to be a doctor. And I found out that I could enter, they wanted me to enter the medical school at Harvard University. And I went up there and reported, but they told me they didn't want me while I was still alive. But, you know, I want to show you people just how considerate the nurses are. Here, a couple of years ago, I had an operation, and I was in bad shape. Now, I really was. They wouldn't let me have any stimulants at all. They wouldn't let me get my hands on tea, coffee, or Esquire. And after the operation, I was still under the anesthetic, and I'll never forget it. When I woke up, the room was dark. And I told the nurse, I said, you should be more considerate than that when a person has an operation and comes out from under this anesthetic. He should wake up in a cheerful room. And she says, well, Mr. Burns, I pulled those shades down on purpose. She says, a big fire broke out across the street, and I didn't want you to wake up thinking the operation wasn't a success. Well, thank you, sir.
Surely you realize that the kind of impression you make can either help or harm your chances for popularity, success, perhaps even romance. That's why it's so tragic to neglect the simple basic secrets of personal magnetism, such as a pleasing breath and a flashing smile. Do this. To sweeten unpleasing breath when due to improper cleansing, get Colinos toothpaste. You'll find that the pleasant Colinos taste, that wonderful high-foaming Colinos action, actually contains a real mouthwash effect to sweeten your breath and guard your popularity. So use Colinos as millions do. The famous high-polishing Colinos action actually brightens teeth by removing the unsightly surface stains that may be clouding the radiance of your smile. See if Colinos, approved by thousands of dentists everywhere, doesn't mean brighter teeth, fresher breath for you. Buy Colinos, K-O-L-Y-N-O-S, toothpaste or tooth powder right away.
Folks, if I seem kind of happy tonight, well, it's just because I got back one of my prized Berkshire hogs that got lost out at my ranch. Now, you know, a lot of people can't understand why I love hogs the way I do. They think hogs are lazy, but they ain't. I'd like to see any of you people lay around in the mud and come up with 40 pounds of bacon. That's why I was so worried when I found out my prized hog was missing. I first discovered it the other day when I was showing Shirley Ross around the ranch. We was admiring how nice my garden was coming along, and you know, Shirley, I sure do feel proud. Just look at the way my garden's thriving.
Gee, it sure looks good to me, Robin.
You know, Shirley, a man can get attached to his garden just like he can his family. Oh, look at this little beet over there. Just seen the light of day. My little baby.
Congratulations, Robin. Boy or girl?
Well, now, you can kid if you want to, Shirley, but garden is, it's like a cross-section of life. A tiny city in itself. Now, you see those ants over there?
Uh-huh.
Probably just coming home from a hard day's work at the eggplant.
Oh, Robin, you know, I will say one thing. Judging from this garden, you must really know your stuff.
Well, Shirley, I never told you this, but I come from a farming family. I mean real scientific farmers. I'll never forget the time we ran out of bug spray. We had to spray the alfalfa with some Uncle Slug corn liquor.
You sprayed the alfalfa with corn liquor?
Yeah, and it worked pretty good, too, except one morning I looked out the window at the alfalfa field and there was Uncle Slug grazing with the cattle. Well, I guess you've seen enough of the garden, Shirley. Come on over this way. I want to show you my Berkshire hog.
Oh, Robin, gee, I don't want to look at hogs. They're so dirty and ugly and...
Dirty and ugly?
Yeah.
Shirley, I can see you're no hog breeder. I bet that's the nicest thing been said to you all day. Now, Shirley, just look at them Berkshire hogs in that pen over there. Why, they're the most beautiful hogs in the world. And talk about breeding. Why, they got pedigrees that go back 100 years. You know, I haven't got a hog on my place that didn't come from a better family than I did. Now, look, I got one over here that... Hey, wait a minute. Where's Winston?
Winston?
Well, he's my prize-winning hog. I don't see him. He must be lost.
Well, Robin, how do you know he isn't one of the others? Gee, they all look the same to me.
Not to me, they don't. I can pick out Winston anytime. You know, he's smarter than the rest. He always has a frown on his forehead worrying about the meat shortage. Gosh, I wonder what could happen to him. Hey, wait a minute. Look at that. Look over there.
Where?
Well, that busted board's on the fence. Winston must have slipped through into Mr. Trimble's yard next door. Well, excuse me, Shirley. I got to get my brother-in-law, Jim, to help me bring Winston back.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Robin. How can you need Jim? I didn't think he could be a help at anything.
Well, a 1,000-pound hog is kind of hard to handle, and Winston will follow Jim anywhere. He's just crazy about it.
He's the only one. What's the attraction?
Well, I don't know unless that Winston thinks he's got something in common. My brother-in-law eats like a hog, too.
While Bob and his brother-in-law, Jim, go look for Bob's prize-winning hog, Winston, let's listen to Shirley Ross sing...
If I were the only girl in the world, and you were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if I were the only girl in the world and you were the only boy. I would say such wonderful things to you. If I were the only girl in the world, and you were the only
Look, Jim, will you stop your grumbling? We've got to get Winston back. He's a very valuable hog.
Oh, I don't care about hogs. You just woke me up out of a beautiful dream.
Oh, what a dream.
Yeah, but my hog.
Your hog, my dream. I was dreaming that I was a pincushion in a room full of bubble dancers. And you had to wake me up just when things were about to stick me up, just when things were about to stick me up, just when things were about to stick me up, just when things were about to start popping.
I wonder who stuck her. Look, Jim, don't try to check him over Mr. Trimble's fence and round up Winston. Now, be quiet now. You know what a cranky old man Mr. Trimble is.
Yeah, all right, Robin. Come on, let's go.
Hey! Just a second there. What you doing?
Hello, Mr. Trimble. How are you feeling today?
Day? What day is today?
Sunday.
Sunday? Usually feel pretty good on Sunday. Feel good. Must be Sunday.
Mr. Trimble, we came over to...
Say, you sure it's Sunday? Got a headache. Could be Saturday.
Mr. Trimble, I think my hog broke through the fence into your property. Have you seen him?
Got him locked in my barn. Couldn't keep him.
Mr. Trimble, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. Property's property. Anything on my side belongs to me, and anything on your side belongs to you. Got something to tell you.
What?
Been trying to shove my wife over on your side for years.
Yeah, but I don't want your wife. I just want my hog.
I don't blame you. Rather have the hog myself. Yes, it is Sunday. Headache's better.
Well, look, Bob, it's his property, and if he doesn't want to let you get Winston, it's trespassing.
Now, just a second there, Mr. Trimble. You mean to say just because my hog wandered over onto your property, you're going to keep him?
Got to.
Why?
I'm mean. Just like I was saying to my wife. Hetty, I said.
Hetty? Is your wife's name Hetty?
Oh, I call her Hetty, Lana, Marlena, anything that pops into my mind and makes her pop out of it.
But I don't care what you said to your wife. I just want my hog.
Don't blame you. Beautiful hog. Wish my wife looked that good.
Look, Mr. Tremble, never mind your wife.
I never do. You know, when I first married her, she had that get up and go. No, I wish she would.
Please, Mr. Tremble, I want my hog back. Now, let's go get on to business.
Did you say today was Sunday?
Yeah.
Sorry. Never do business on Sunday. Bye.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. How do you like that, Jim? Just walk right away from me.
Well, he's just trying to pull a fast one on you, Bob. The only way to ever get that hog back is to take Mr. Tremble to court.
You know, you're right, Jim. That's the only thing to do. Come on, Jim, let's get started. I'll show him. I'll sue him for my hog. What does he think I am?
Why don't you ask him? Then you can sue him for slander, too.
Oh, come on.
What do you take when something you ate brings on heartburn or that annoying overstuffed feeling of acid into the partial relief often produced by plain baking soda or the slow relief of many other kinds of preparations? Avail yourself at once of the faster, more complete relief of Bisodol Mints. Carry Bisodol Mints with you. Then anytime, any place, whenever acid indigestion strikes, take all in mint form. Remember, Bisodol not only relieves acid and stomach acidity, helps prevent immediate recurrence, and soothes irritated stomach membranes. Always buy Bisodol Mints for this faster, more complete relief from acid indigestion so many doctors recommend. Only 10 cents for 12. Get Bisodol, Bisodol Mints, right away. Before Bob Burns hails Mr. Tremble into court, Ray Sinatra leads the orchestra and plays the piano with Gil Stevens in his Kansas City version of In a Little Spanish Town.
You know, Shirley, it was awful nice of you to come down to court and give me moral support.
Oh, that's all right, Robin. What I'm worried about is that you got all your legal advice from Jim here.
Oh, is that so? You know very well I used to be a lawyer. In fact, I once handled a case that made legal history. I was the only attorney ever to represent the prosecution and the defense at the same time.
But, Jim, how could you handle both sides of the case at the same time?
I worked from a swinging trapeze.
Well, did you win the case?
No, but I got 2 weeks with Barnum and Bailey. That's how I happened to give up law.
You know, something tells me I better handle this case myself.
Oh, fine. Now you're going to be the lawyer. Isn't that kind of chancy, Robin?
What do you mean, chancy? I'm not completely ignorant about legal procedures.
Oh.
Yeah, wish I knew what that meant, too. Did you know that my Uncle Fudd used to be district attorney back home? He sent plenty of criminals to prison. In fact, the year he was in office, there's more men going up the river than salmon.
Hey, shh. Looks like the court's about to start.
I wonder where Mr. Trimble is. He should have shown up by now. I know he got his summons.
Hear ye, hear ye. Court is now in session. Judge Thomas P. Trimble presiding.
Trimble? Oh, no, no, that couldn't be.
Oh, yes, it is. Here he comes. Well, let's see. First case, Robin Burns versus Tom. That's me.
Oh, gosh, I how come I never knew you as a judge?
I never had a case before. Hey, dull town. Nobody does anything wrong. That's why I stole your pig. Wanted a case.
Oh, so you admit it?
Oh, sure. But I'm only saying that as a judge. You'll have to try to get me to say that as a defendant.
Mr. Trimble, I don't know if it's legal for a man to be both the judge and the defendant.
Well, neither do I. But it sure whittles down your chances. Well, let's get started. You're accusing the defendant of confiscating your hog.
That's right.
Let me question the defendant. Trimble? Is this charge true? Well, answer me. Sorry, Burns. I can't get me to talk. I'm a closed mouth, old cuss.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Of course it is. Most fun I ever had in court.
Now, Judge, I'm not going to put up with it.
Yeah, just a second, Burns. Oh, Judge Trimble speaking. Oh. Oh, hello, dear. Yes, dear. All right, dear, if you insist. Bye. Well, that was my wife. Burns, I've decided to dismiss this case and give you the hog back.
You have? Well, thank you, Judge. I'm glad you decided to be fair about this, but tell me, whatever made you change your mind?
My wife. She refused to have anything around the place that's prettier than she is.
I just happened to notice, Robin. Our story was about hogs last week, and it's about hogs this week, too.
Well, I know, Shirley. This looks like I can't get away from hogs. In fact, I wouldn't ever have got in Vaudeville if it hadn't been for hogs. In fact, the first job I ever had in Vaudeville was when my agent got me a job as a hog caller.
You had an agent to get you a job as a hog caller, Robin?
Oh, sure. He got 10% of everything that answers. But, you know, I sure loved those Vaudeville days, Shirley. I remember that was back there in those old days when they sang those beautiful old songs like "With the Light of the Silver Moon."
Oh, yeah, I always loved that one, Robin.
Wait a minute, how can you remember that? That was 30 years ago.
My grandmother used to sing it.
Oh.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
Hey, wait a minute, Shirley, if you remember it, don't hum it. Why don't you go ahead and sing it?
Okay, Robin. By the light,
every night shining bright,
of the silvery moon,
in the sky sailing high,
I want a spoon.
Hold your hand, feeling grand,
to my honey I'll croon.
Boo, boo, boo.
Love too.
I love you.
Honeymoon.
You were shy, so was I.
Keep a shining in June.
We can spark in the park.
Your silvery things will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon.
Stealing a kiss you'll never miss.
By the light of the moon.
The silvery moon.
Beautiful.
Well, I thought so, too.
I knew you did. You know, it's a shame that songs like that have to die out and be almost forgotten.
Well, I think so, too, Shirley. But, you know, I believe all those fine old tunes would still be popular today if they brought up to date and given that modern touch.
Oh, Robin, I don't think you could do that, especially with this song.
Well, now, I'd like to prove to you it can be done. Now, you go ahead and sing the song, and again, I'm going to bring that song up to date.
Robin, I don't see how you can.
Shirley, just trust me. Just trust me.
Well, I...
Well, thank you.
Well, okay, Robin, here goes.
By the light.
The jukebox shining so bright.
Of the silvery moon.
I hear a jumping, jiving tune.
I want a spoon.
Cut that rug, you jitterbug.
To my honey, I'll croon.
Oh, Frankie.
Love you.
Zeus.
Honeymoon.
You send me Jack, but I'll be back.
Keep it shining in June.
Just beat the heart and let it ride.
Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be paddling and soon.
Grab me with that boogie beat.
By the light of the moon.
June.
Tune.
Spoon.
By the silvery moon.
Thank you, folks. I knew we'd rouse you with that one. You know, folks, I called on some friends of mine the other night, and you know, that visit made me kind of unhappy. When I went to their wedding 5 years ago, you never saw two young folks so happy. But now it seems like things are different. You can just feel it. It's bad enough to see a couple who like sort of drifting, but it's worse when you know how easy it'd be to fix it. It ain't for me to say who's to blame, but one thing I did notice, that girl wasn't taking the right care of her teeth. Now, if she'd only heard what Doug was telling you folks about Colonel's toothpaste and powder, things might be different, because he told what Colonel's does. A real mouthwash action for your mouth and breath, and how it can really clean your teeth. All I want to say is this, if shining teeth and nice sweet breath were good when you were sweetheart, they're just as good now. I think one of the things the world needs today, a fella told me the other day, is more Colonel's smiles. So to keep that Colonel's smile, you ask for Colonel's toothpaste or tooth powder. It comes in yellow and green packages. Now, see if you don't thank me for telling you.
Bob Burns program with Shirley Ross, Ray Sinatra's orchestra, Eric Roth, and Jim Backus has come to you from Hollywood. Doug Gourlay speaking. Listen next week, same time, same station, to the Bob Burns Show, presented by Colonel's Toothpaste, known to millions through their dentists. Colonel's freshens your breath as it brightens your teeth. Does fall bring you the misery of cold, such as distressing muscular soreness, dull headaches? Get Hill's cold tablets. Hill's and only Hill's guarantee quick, satisfactory relief in half an hour from such miseries, or double your money back. Take Hill's cold tablets. Timely action. Use only as directed. Don't endure needless suffering. Buy Hill's cold tablets now.
Folks, it just dawned on me that music is a sign the show's just about over. But before I go, I do want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for listening. Good night, folks.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.